Tonight will be In Search of the Missing Birthright. Now let me repeat that so you'll understand the heading quite well, because we're going into some deep meat. This is perhaps, maybe, just could turn out to be one of the most comprehensive studies that you've ever listened to on the radio. There'll be a lot of truth exposed here that has been hid for centuries, we believe, down through the ages, from the eyes of even the sheep or the lost sheep of the house of Israel. We believe it's time that all the truths are spread upon the table for the hungry sheep to eat in the last days. In Search of the Missing Birthright. Now, what does the word birthright incorporate? Well, let's find out the definition of a birthright. This word denotes the special privileges and advantages belonging to the firstborn son among the patriarchs. He, the firstborn, is to become the priest of the family. And he is to inherit the lion's share, if you will. In this case, we believe it's the lamb's share of the birthright scepter. Now, Reuben, according to the Bible, was the firstborn of Jacob, the firstborn of his strength, according to Genesis chapter 46. But because he defiled Jacob's bed, he went up and laid with Jacob's maiden, his concubine. This led to his downfall. He was, if you will, disinherited from the advantages of the birthright. Now, it's a very interesting spread, because Jacob had 12 sons, and he adopted two later to inherit his fortune. And Jacob was a wealthy man, but he had more than wealth. Tonight, we're talking about a spiritual privilege that has implications far beyond the realization of most of those that read the Bible. Now, everybody believes that Christ was the ultimate possessor or fulfillment of the birthright promise. Now, I'm certainly not going to disagree with that, and I think that perhaps if you're a Bible student, you would agree that he is the birthright inheritor. Now, if that's true, then Genesis 49, verse 24, would indicate from what tribe that Christ would descend from. Now, it's right in the Scriptures. But it's been long overlooked, because most people believe that Christ was a Jew. Now, let me present this to you in the most fashionable way that I can, and that is this. I would be willing to give anyone under the sound of my voice this evening, where I'm live on WWCR, $1,000 to read where Christ, or to prove where Christ was a descendant of Judah. Now, if there's no historical or biblical connection to Judah of the bloodline of Christ, then he could not have been a Jew. Now, there's $1,000 reward that I have for anyone under the sound of my voice that can prove in the Scriptures, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, at least 2 to 3 witnesses where Christ is to be a Jew, or that he was to be born a Jew. Quite the contrary, if you get into the Bible and do your search. We'll get into that phase of this message later, as we are bringing the meat to the table for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now, why would we do that? Why would we be willing to sacrifice our time and energies? Sometimes our own life is on the line. Some of these messages are very controversial, and it stirs up a lot of wrath of those who have no understanding or who have much to gain for keeping the lid on the stewing pot of the information that's available today, and we're making available to you, maybe perhaps for the first time. Genesis 49:24. It explicitly says that Christ, the stone shepherd, will descend from Joseph. Now, let me give you another astounding offer and a bit of information for your information, and that is this. Abraham was not a Jew. Isaac was not a Jew. Jacob was not a Jew. Now, we got the patriarchs here in succession in their proper downline, if you will, to birthright. Now, I've done explain to you that Reuben was disqualified, being the elder son in line four, should have received but did not the birthright. Well, some would say then, okay, well, where does Judah, the royal tribe of Judah, as it is called, that's a take that many label that apply to Judah, but let's see the succession sons and see which one came out with a birthright. It's quite revealing, you know, except to those who fail to read the Bible, or just take the political, if you will, Judeo-Christian approach to Christianity. Now, we're not interested in soothing you or stroking your, if you will, traditional feathers. We're here to ruffle them up and to go the opposite way of the way your feathers has been laid down through tradition. Christ explicitly said, again in the scriptures, full well you reject the truth that I have to keep your own tradition. Well, ladies and gentlemen, in that day, they were keeping a tradition that was not according to the commandments. Now, Jacob travels to, beginning for the search of the birthright, he travels to a place called Bethel. Now, this ancient city was a place where the almond trees were growing, and there was a grove of almond trees, and in the language of the, if you will, the Mesopotamians, this region was known as the place of sorrow and the place of weeping. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that fits perfectly into later prophecy of Rachel weeping for her children. Rachel is denied the privilege of having a son to inherit in the birthright, not by biblical standards or truths. That's full well we're going to prove that she had children qualified to be birthright, and they were. But this birthright has been stolen, misunderstood, misplaced, by the scribes and the Pharisees, who we have become trusting to be keepers of the divine word of Yahweh. Now, would they dare change the text? Well, we're going to prove they did, and we're going to bring it to you exclusively on the Shepherd's Call here this evening on WWCR. you'll be very privileged. Those of you that don't know, those of you that do will be very thankful that I have enough courage to preach this divine revelation that's been kept secret for hundreds, perhaps thousands of years, and was only revealed to a remnant down through the ages, so that the Father would always have before him a remnant of people that would hear his voice, love his name, keep his Sabbaths and his commandments in divine unction of the Holy Spirit. They that are of God will hear God's word, and God seeketh such to worship him in spirit and in truth. John 4:24. Now, again, let me assure you, in Genesis 35, wherein lays the greatest concealed mystery of the ages. Genesis 35, 1 through verse 15, God talked with Jacob in Bethel, or the house of bread. Now, the living bread came down from heaven, according to John's gospel. He was the bread of life. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the promise to Jacob was, in this covenant promise, that a descendant of Jacob's blood would, at some time future tense, come upon the earth to walk in a body of flesh and be wounded in the house of his friends and killed, because there would be a particular group of people calling themselves Jews who had all of the world to gain and nothing to lose by killing him and saying, "Come, this is the inheritor. Let us kill him that we may possess the birthright." Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the people that are upon the earth that claim to be Jews and are not but are liars are in the last days going to be exposed for who they are and what they are and why they have been so successful in the past by convincing the whole world that they're God's chosen, when in reality they never was chosen to be birthright. Now, have you ever heard the old saying, the Jews are God's chosen people, therefore let them alone? No doubt you've heard that many times. No doubt the Judeo-Christian church, spewing out their deadly venom of the serpents that they are, deceived and being deceived, lying, because this is a characteristic of those of Revelation chapter 3, verse 9, and 2, verse 9, that there would be a group of professional liars. You know what a liar is good at? Lying. Now, what can a liar do? He can convince you that a lie is the truth, when in reality, a lie is nothing but a deadly venom from the fang of a snake. Now, there is a snake people upon the earth who are possessors of a lie, and out of the mouth of the lying false prophets and Antichrist, we have in fellowship now the Judeo-Christian world deceiving and being deceived, compassing land and sea to make one proselyte, and when they make them too for the child of heaven they were to begin with. And the truth of Yahweh lies dormant. Few there be that find it. You know why? Because we don't have access to media outlets that are sympathetic to the truth. They shall hate you for the truth, according to the Messiah. Now let me give you a following, an account of the birthright actually belongs to the house of Ephraim. It was hidden by the scribes who ruled the Sanhedrin And these scribes altered the prophetical text to reflect the location of the birth of a promised Messiah from Bethel Ephratah to Bethlehem, Judea. Ah, now that would be very easy to do. In Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, when Herod the Tetrarch, who wanted to kill, not worship, the promised king, because he was jealous. You see, Herod was a Jew. He was an evil Jew who ruled by terror. If you will go to Luke chapter 13, verse 1, you will get an example of the terror that Herod, no wonder Joseph and the Galilean Israelites feared this Tetrarch, because he was evil and shed the blood of the Galileans. And they actually, literally poured the blood of Israel upon the sacrifices, the places where they were koshering the meat at the temple, and then they would distribute it out and eat the meat with the blood, the sweet flowing blood of the Galileans. They would mix it with their sacrifices and distribute the meat throughout the area. You say, buddy, that's appalling. It is indeed, but nobody will reveal these hideous acts of these serpents who were ruling in the Sanhedrin in the day that Christ walked the earth. Some people say, well, if Christ came back today, they wouldn't treat him that way. Ladies and gentlemen, he made it for 33 and a half years. 2,000 years ago, he wouldn't make it 33 minutes today. Because evil men abound, and as the time goes by, will wax worse and worse. Oh yes, the whole world lieth in deceptional lies. And the Antichrist, you should read, there's more than one. The Judeo-Christian church is waiting for one when the Bible says there are many. Now what is an Antichrist? Well, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible is very explicit in its revelation to give you the understanding that there is a group of people who claim to be God's chosen, and yet they are, in reality, Antichrist. You say, oh, that's the way it's supposed to be, Pastor Buddy. Oh, really? You mean to tell me that God's original people don't really know who Christ is? Well, let me give you an example in the Bible. In Romans 11:25, the eyes of the true people are blinded. You say, yes, that's the Jews. That ain't what the Bible says. The Bible says that Israel is blinded. You say, well, that's the Jews. Oh, no, it's not. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the nation of Israel was dispersed in 721, the 10 tribes. Now we call them the 10 lost tribes that are dispersed across the world, and their seed is like the sand on the sea. And yet if you were counting the Jews today by their most inflated numbering system that they have, perhaps 14 million, ladies and gentlemen, that's a remnant of people compared to the promised covenant that God gave Abraham in the 12th chapter of the book of Genesis, right at the very place that he confirmed it to Isaac and to Jacob at Bethel. This covenant promise was that he would make the house of Israel, at this time his name was changed to Israel, when he wrestled with Almighty God himself and won the wrestling match. Can you imagine that Jacob, the supplantor, who had to resort to, at least his mother, Rebecca, had to resort to deceitful ways to keep the birthright out of the hands of the evil one, Esau. You say, well, Esau was a child of Rebecca and Isaac. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I will not offer this only except that I would give this as a personal opinion that there is something wrong in the birth of Esau. The Bible says that before the sons, Esau and Jacob, ever did any good or any evil, God hated Esau. Oh my, this Edomite, this Khazaric nature that loved the Canaanite seed, that married into these Canaanites, and later produced what we call Esau Edom, or Esau Edomites. And therein lies another message within itself that would take years for this pastor to cover for the ears of the deaf house of Israel, who sleeps on, who eats, drinks, and is being merry with the drunken of the politically correct 501(c) Judeo-Christian church age that has nothing in its confines or in its bell boxes but tradition and a way that seems right, with the end ending in sure death. Now, how was the birthright stolen? That is the $64 question that we're covering tonight. I hope and trust that you can open your ears and your spiritual eyes with the salve of the truth. Are you one of the few that we're looking for tonight or this evening, depending on the location that you are listening to WWCR? We're live and direct tonight, and it is approximately 6:30 Eastern Time. It is approximately 5:30 Central at Nashville, Tennessee time, where we're coming to you live and direct. Now, if you are Pacific or Mountain Time, you are receiving this in the afternoon, in the some places the evening, as we are on the Eastern Seaboard. But let me give you this bit of information. Have you ever heard the old adage, the best place to hide a needle is in a haystack? Well, that's definitely true. But let me give you an even more difficult place to hide a needle that it may not be found. If you hide a needle in a stack of needles, you have an excellent chance of never having the needle found. Woven into the mystery and the deception of some of the altered texts of the Bible. He say, oh, Pastor Buddy, nobody would dare to alter God's Word. Have you not read the rest of the story? Do you not read in Revelations chapter 22, the final book written and sealed by the grace of Almighty God, that God Himself, in Revelations 22, verses 17 through 20, says in His warning, if anybody adds to this Bible, possible, yes, definitely so, or otherwise he would not have warned that those who would dare to do so will reap the curses and the afflictions that are to come upon them if they cause one sheep to stray by their deception. So the Bible said, search the scriptures wherein you think you have eternal life. Now, the birthright position, place. Jacob received the promise in Bethel, Ephratah. The promise, according to the scribes in Matthew chapter 2, when Herod inquired where that the Christ King, the promised birthright son, would be born, he feared that Christ would come and take away his kingship. So therefore he desired to kill him before he could reach the crowning age of 30 years of age. He didn't know the plan of Almighty God. Satan, the deceptor, the jealous one, to kill, steal, and destroy, was working through Herod. He's described in the 12th chapter of the book of Revelations as the beast, the great red Edomite beast. You say that Herod was an Edomite? Well, of course he was. He was from the house of Judah, mixed blood with the Canaanite mixture of Judah of Genesis chapter 38, verses 1 and 2. And so this Edomite, Canaanite, Herod, was searching for the birthright inheritor, Christ, to inquire where he would be born. And so he brought the scribes, who were at his disposal, by the way. When he called, they jumped, just like the Judeo-Christian preachers are today, following the mainline traditional Christianity, which is nothing but a joke in most instances. There's a lot of good people in it, but good people going to hell on the highway that is paved with good intentions. Being good won't get you there, but being right will. Now, let me show you some of the mystery that Satan has devised to turn you aside from following the straight path. The Bible said that straight is the way, and narrow is the gate, and a few there be that find it. Broad is the way, wide is the gate, and many there be that go thereon. We are not the many here tonight. We're the few that are revealing to you truths that have been kept secret from the foundation of the world, and daring, we're offering money tonight, ladies and gentlemen, a cash reward for anybody that can prove that Mary, Jesus, Peter, James, or John, or any of the other disciples, with the exception of Judas, the Jew, who were from the blood of Judah, or called Jews. You see, ladies and gentlemen, there is a people that call themselves Jews and are not. There is also a people that are mixed with the pure blood of Judah, with a Canaanite infusion, therefore making them ineligible through adulteration of the blood. And in John 8:44, it is stated by Christ himself, who was killed by the very people he was speaking to, your father is the devil, and the works of your father you will do. He was a liar from the beginning and abode not in the truth. My question to you tonight, do you know where the true Christ was born? It was not Bethlehem, Judea. Now, we have an article that we can send to you that we have written that will explain this in detail with the scriptures poised for your understanding of this misunderstanding and the tradition of you thinking that the Jews are God's chosen people and that Jesus Christ himself was a Jew, and indeed he was not. Where are we at this point in time? We are in Babylon. Now, can you see that these who are liars would lie to you? And the Bible said they will deceive the whole world, and they would deceive the elect if possible. You see, when you have a boldness, or you are born as a thoroughbred, meaning you are from the lineage or blood of true Jacob, and you are one of his descending sons, the sons of Saxton. And ladies and gentlemen, we could get into this. The blood of Jacob, which can be traced incidentally to the very blood of God and his offspring himself. You see, ladies and gentlemen, not only is Christ the offspring of David, and the Bible says indeed he is, but that he himself is the root of David, which is in itself fascinating, to say the least. Are you listening this evening? Will your ears be circumcised with the revelation of the cutting force of the truth? Or do you love tradition and smooth speech and great sounding words? Do you love to be lullabied around to a rapture state of mind where you can be in your own little world of safety? But do you know the scriptures when they say, peace and safety, then cometh sudden destruction? The world is coming to an end. And many are on the Broadway, deceived by those who are gifted to deceive. And the Bible said they would deceive the very elect if possible. Today, if you hear his voice, you harden not your heart, but you turn from your wicked ways and harden not your heart. For the truth is prevailing and coming forth. This may be the last time you hear it. Your ears could be very privileged tonight to hear the truth for the first time. Oh, this may be astounding to you and unbelievable in its content. But rest assured, the rest of the story is here. And the proof is in the scriptures that Christ was not a Jew. Neither were any of the disciples other than Judas, as I have previously mentioned. Neither was Paul. So what is the story here? On the day of Pentecost, the Bible will tell you exactly who they were. The 120 that were all in the upper room, filled with the Holy Ghost in Acts chapter 2, were Galileans, not Jews. Well, then, can a Jew be saved, Pastor Buddy? Well, of course, if he's a true-blooded Jew from the house of Judah. There is a covenant with the house of Judah. We're not disputing that fact. But Judah has no covenant to the birthright. None whatsoever. They are not God's chosen. Quite the contrary, God's chosen are Ephraimites. The birthright was bestowed upon Joseph, the 11th son from Jacob's strength. 11th son. From the 11th son came the strength of the twin towers, Ephraim and Manasseh, from the strength of Joseph. And Ephraim was chosen to be the greater. Therefore, the prophecies of fulfillment are fulfilled in Genesis 48, which the United States became a territory of 48 original states, starting out with 13 colonies that later became 48 states. Now we've expanded into other territories and, if you will, colonized a few countries here and there. But given the truth that Ephraim, in the 33rd chapter of Deuteronomy, the Bible says that Joseph and his seed will push, that is, Ephraim and Manasseh, with the horns, or as the horns of a ram, or the horns of a bull, or the horns of a unicorn, will push his enemies to the end of the earth. only one nation of people from Joseph, Ephraim, Manasseh, have ever fulfilled this prophecy. And as great as we've become, we have become blind and oblivious to the truth. And yet God, in His grace and mercy, still extends His hand all day long to a gainsaying and disobedient, a hard-headed, if you will, stubborn, rebellious people that is holding true to their nature. Well, ladies and gentlemen, what can we do to give you any more truth or any more challenge for the truth than what we've ever or what we've already laid on the table for you? Now, let's continue with the Word. Here we go in Luke chapter 2, verse 15. Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it don't read like that. The original prophecy of Micah chapter 5, verse 2 specifically mentions that Christ, the birthright inheritor, will come from a little town, not in Judah, but in Bethlehem Ephratah, 15 miles north of present-day Jerusalem, 26 miles above present-day Bethlehem, Judea, where they say Christ was born. Ladies and gentlemen, the error and the geographical inaccuracies are provable beyond a shadow of a doubt that Christ was born right where the prophecies of Micah 5 and 2 says He will be, and that is Bethlehem Ephratah in Galilee, where Jacob received the covenant promise for his son and his sons to inherit. Not through Judah. Not one promise is given to Judah for his son to be the birthright inheritor. Therefore, the saying that the Jews are God's chosen people is an error. The chosen people are the house of Ephraim. And the sons of Israel. Now that we've got your thinking straight, if we have, and, you know, the Bible said your ears have become dull of hearing, therefore it takes a hard saying, and who can hear it? Only them that have their ears circumcised with the revelation and desire, for straight is the way and narrow is the gate. You see right between your eyes where the seed of the mind sets. You must have this knowledge. Because as He says in Hosea chapter 4 verse 6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Therefore, since you reject knowledge, I shall reject you. You shall be turned into hell with all nations that forget God and the coveted place of the birthright, which has been hidden by the deception and the cunning craftiness of the serpent seed who were ruling the Sanhedrin court in the time of Christ 2,000 years ago, and there is no difference now as they have crept back in and they have converted the traditional church of Romanism, Christianity, a paganistic adventure of deceit and deception. Ladies and gentlemen, you would be astounded to know just one half of the story here of the deception. Oh, I wish that I would have at least 4 hours to give you the rest of the story. But I don't, so I'm on a press schedule here. I need your help in helping me spread the word across the earth, to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, Now let's talk about the descendants of and the progenitors of the blood of Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, the genealogy that is written in Matthew and in Luke are nothing but a joke. Any Bible scholar can prove the inaccuracies of the jumbled, bungled mess that they have created in altering and changing the text. It is quite evident that they do not agree, and the discrepancies are standing out like a sore thumb in Matthew 2 and Luke 3, where that there is discrepancies for the eye to see. Now, if you don't know what son descended from who, then you're going to be taken in by just a word, and you're going to pass over it and take it for the gospel, when the Bible says for you to prove all things and to search the scriptures, which most fail to do, because they're not preachers. That's left up to the preacher. And so therefore, the preacher has the luxury of deceiving you or giving you things that you want to hear or the things that you are traditionized to accept to hear rather than the truth that will cut you to the heart and cause you or provoke you into change. Most of us are like the bug in the rug that are resistant to change. We, by nature, do not like change. Change uproots and gives you insecurity. Let it be known today, as the old saying goes, a wise man will change his mind, but a fool never will. Let me give you the bloodline descendants of Christ. Now, there is a scripture in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 12, in verse 17. Let me read that for you. I believe we'll reverse that. That would be Samuel 17 and verse 12. Let me give you the understanding of what 1 Samuel 17 and 12 is going to tell you. It's going to tell you something astonishing. You said, well, Pastor Buddy, I know that David was a Jew. Ladies and gentlemen, again, we are victims of traditional deceit. A lie often told once, and once told often, becomes accepted truth. And truth is the first casualty of the lie. 1 Samuel 17:12, listen as I read. Now David was a son of that Ephrathite whose name was Jesse. Now let's examine Jesse, the progenitor of David, who himself was the offspring of Jesse. Jesse was the offspring of Obed, the one that married Ruth. And so then, the great-grandmother of Ruth and the, if you will, the grandfather of David, Obed, was an Ephraimite. How could David then have the blood of a Jew in his veins? This is false. But we've accepted the deception of the genealogy, and the Bible itself says in 1 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 2, that we are not to reckon the birthright after the genealogy. Wonder why they knew that back there. Because the Canaanites, who were cross-mixed into the blood of Judah, had crept into the Sanhedrin political system of Israel. Yes, Israel had a political system called the Sanhedrin, and Christ battled them when he walked the earth and warned us to beware of the scribes and Pharisees who loved to sit in the chief seats among the elders of Zion. Oh, yes, the serpent crept in, and discrepant blood. Christ knew them, and he knew them well. Do you know who they are? You need to hear the rest of the story. This story is fascinating. It is a story that has not been told, but is to be told. For in the last days, God will send the hunters. First, he said he would send fishermen. Fishermen are those that would cast their net in to bring out everything in the sea. Hunters are specifically looking for someone to whom they know is their own. And Christ said in the 10th chapter of the book of Matthew, go only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and that command stands today. Only God's chosen, the family of Jacob, are inheritors of the birthright promises. And so then, we must turn away from the falsehood of tradition and those who claim to be Jews and are not but are liars. And if you try them enough, you'll find out exactly what the Bible says. Ephraimite, Strong's number 669. Do you have a Strong's? Do you know how to use a concordance? Have you studied in the Hebrew and the Greek? There is so many mysteries waiting to be revealed to your ears and to your eyes. But the Bible said, how can you hear without a preacher? How can he preach except if he sent? Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word. And the word of God is forever settled, that you might have access to the truth. And nothing but the truth. So help me God, as I stand on the platform declaring this evening that Christ was not a Jew, neither was his disciples, with the exception of Judas. He chose one, and he was a devil. His name was Judah. He was from the slums of Jerusalem. He was a Canaanite mix. Christ knew him. He was a devil from the very beginning. And ladies and gentlemen, his instincts was to love money. He was a thief and a liar and a robber. And he was trying to climb up some other way, but Christ, in his own knowledge, knew who he was from the very beginning. Do you know who you are? Do you know where you're at this point in your spiritual walk? Do you know that there's a way that seemeth right, but the end is death? 669 Strong's Ephraimite. Jesse was the son of that Ephraimite, Amalek, Obed, and the descendant progenitors of David were all Ephraimites, according to the book of Ruth, chapter 1 through chapter 4. All of them were Ephraimites, gifted through the blood covenant of the house of Israel to be on the blood of the birthright inheritor. And so then Christ descended through the bloodline of Joseph Ephraim, not Judah. Oh my. Well, my time is come and gone. How quickly it goes when truth is a requirement. This is Pastor Buddy, and you're listening here to the Shepherd's Call tonight, and I'm glad to have you aboard. Praise Yahweh. If you've enjoyed the message, if you would like to know more, if you would like to have the information sent to you free and postpaid, just send me a card or a letter or a telephone call, and we'll get it out to you. We need your help. This is a show that is sponsored by cash. We don't operate by faith. We operate strictly by cash. And Dr. Gary and Dr. Jack are bearing the burden of sponsoring my show. We're going to be on here for two more shows after this one on WWCR. And then we're going to be moving to 7.490. You need to write that down. Dr. Gary will be on at 9 o'clock Eastern Time with a part two of the Shepherd's Call. So you can switch to 7.490. We hope you can get it, particularly up the East Coast and into Europe and down under in Australia. We think you can pick this show up. So you tune in tonight to Dr. Gary, one of my sponsors. Now, we need your help. Write me, Pastor Buddy. Tuck a love offering in here and earmark it for the Shepherd's Call. 1-877-289-7439 is the number you need to call for Dr. Gary and offer your support to our cause. 1-888-281-7320, Dr. Jack and the folks there in North Carolina, offer your support. Pledge some support to the gospel of the Shepherd's Call. We will bring you earth-shaking, astounding information that is not your norm. This is the exception. Now, if you'd like to write me, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, that's 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip is 37824. Now, let me quickly get back to you again. My time is almost gone. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip, 37824. Now, if you'd like to call me tonight, I'm live. I'm standing by the studio. I can take your calls. If the line's busy and you get voicemail, leave a message or call me back after the show. I'll talk with you personally and get your name and address and send you this information. My number is area code 423-626-2172. Now, the article that I have written here entitled The Search for the Missing Birthright is loaded with powerful revelations of scriptures hidden from the eye of the average Christian, quote-unquote, today. So if this is news to you, that Christ was not a Jew, and that Christ would be descended into or from the birthright bloodline of Ephraim. Christ himself was descended from the house of Ephraim, Joseph, and he types the perfect bloodline that was written in the Bible and protected for the purpose, express purpose, of the stone shepherd coming or descending from the house of Joseph. Ladies and gentlemen, the truth will come in the last days and will change the face of Christianity into the truth. It will change a lukewarm Laodicean church into a house of fire as she goes through the final purge of gold tried in the fire. Are you ready for the last day battle between the forces of the Antichrist system? And need I say who the Antichrist are any more than your understanding could comprehend? If you don't know by now, you should never know. But the Bible says you shall know the truth, and the truth will free you from the shackles of fear, ignorance, and superstition. And if so, that you hear the truth today, harden not your voice. Pastor Buddy, the Shepherd's Call. I'll see you on the line. Stay tuned for Matthew down in Conyers, Georgia, and my good friend Brother Arnold. They'll be coming up in the next hour with some of the revelations of truths concerning the Sabbath. And Brother Michael, Brother Arnold, good friends of mine, Yahweh bless you down across the country, east, west, north, and south, and over into Europe, wherever that Israel and the particular people of Israel congregate. My message to you for and about the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Yahweh bless you, and I'll see you next Sunday night at 5 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock or 6 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Mountain Time, and, if you will, 3 o'clock Pacific Time on WWCR Live with the Shepherd's Call. Yahweh bless you.